you know that amazing American sentence, freedom is never free. I hear this many times in your country, but now my country pay huge price for freedom for our children. We never had freedom in my history. My country have a 1,000-year history, but we never had freedom like now.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Conversations That Matter. I'm your host, Alex Newman for The New American Magazine, and we have a very special guest with us today. It's a horror story, but his name is Pastor Gennady Mochnienko. He is a pastor in Ukraine. He's in the city of Mariupol, which has seen some of the heaviest fighting in this war between the Russian government and Ukraine. So we just wanted to get some firsthand perspective about what's going on there, the nature of the conflict. You know, our regular viewers know that the media in the United States cannot be trusted. And so we thought, why don't we bring you somebody who's actually there, who's living through it, who's been vetted by people we do trust in Poland. Pastor Gennady, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for joining us. And give us a little bit of insight into what's been going on there. You know, a lot of Americans don't watch the news, and even the ones who do watch the news think that it's just everything is lies. So what's happening there? What have you experienced?
My experience, can you imagine? You was born, for example, I don't know, where you was born?
In Miami.
Miami, good example. Can you imagine? You was born in Miami, and somebody came to your city and destroyed all your amazing buildings, amazing beach, and killed 20, 30, 40,000 people. I was in Miami in January last time this year, just some week before Russian army came to my city. I was born in Mariupol. This is amazing, beautiful city near the sea, Azovskaya Sea. It was like little Miami, but now this is a big hell. Russian army destroyed all my city. 95% building was completely destroyed. 2 months, 70 days, we have fighting inside city. They use artillery, mortars, tanks, airplanes, huge bombs, like 3,000 kilogram weight. One bomb, 3,000 kilogram weight. They use all of these weapons every day, day and night, through 70 days, and they killed maybe 20, maybe 30, maybe 40,000 people inside my city. Nobody knows how many. They destroyed all my city. No my Miami more. My city, when I was born, completely destroyed. And they killed many of my friends. They killed one of my adopted daughter. This is real genocide. Let me tell for all people from amazing Miami place and United States and from around the world, right now, inside my city, 21st century, we have genocide. Russia killed thousand people. And they tell for all world, we are just safe people in Mariupol. We are just there for safe people. We don't have word about tell about this. This is crazy.
What do you think they're doing, Pastor? Why are they doing this? Why are they destroying the city? Why are they killing innocent people who have nothing to do with the conflict? What's the objective?
All of this about freedom. It's not war about land. Russia don't need more land. They have enough. It's not about gas or oil. It's not about factories. This is about freedom. Because my nation, 30 years ago, say goodbye for communism time. We say goodbye for Russian Empire. and we start our way to the freedom. Russia just want to stop us. This is the battle about freedom. And the price which we pay right now, this is price about that. You know, that amazing American sentence, freedom is never free. I hear this many times in your country, but now my country pay huge price for freedom, for our children. We never had freedom in my history. My country have a 1,000-year history, but we never had freedom like now. We have completely political freedom, completely mass media freedom. We have, for me, this is number one freedom, spiritual freedom, freedom for preach gospel, freedom for church, freedom for religion, opinion. And all this war, because Russia want to stop us. They dream about Ukraine. People will be like slave for them. They want to stop our way for freedom. This is why they did it.
Wow. And Pastor, what's the situation there for Christians? I know you're a pastor. What have Christians been doing in Ukraine recently? You say there's new freedoms. What's been happening with the church in Ukraine? And how are Christians involved in the politics right now? How are Christians involved in the war? I mean, I know there's no monolithic block, maybe, but you know, we're even hearing stories that the government is banning certain sects of Christianity if they have any affiliation with Russia. But what's the story with Christians, and how do you think Christians should be responding to what's happening?
Former Soviet Union had very strange theology. Many church, former Soviet Union, they think if I'm Christian, I must be outside of politics, outside of social life, outside of mass media. We call it isolation theology. But now my country, church in the central of my country, right now, Christian go like soldier, Christian evacuate people, church help for people everywhere, for refugee. For example, right now, me and my team, we stay in front line all of these 70 days. Just 1 hour before your call, I was in front line, and we evacuate people under shooting, directly under Russian shooting. One of my friend, he is my chaplain from my team, his car was destroyed. The Russian mortars fall down very close for his car, and his car was destroyed. But praise the Lord, he is alive, and he drove very quickly from that place. He just evacuated two disability people, old people, old family, disability. My chaplains came to directly in the center of fire and get some people from there, and they saved two more lives. Today we evacuate nearly 70 people from front line under Russian shootings.
And Pastor, how have you seen God working in this conflict? I mean, are you seeing incredible things there?
God, you know, Bible say, God's spirit, this is about freedom. This is about truth. Now Ukraine just tell truth about what Russian did in my country. They killed people. They torture people. They rape people. And we just say true. When people stay on the right side of history, it's so easy to understand. When people say true, when people fighting about freedom, this is the right part of history. And now God stay with people who say true, who fighting. We don't send our army to Moscow for occupied Russian cities. We don't send our sons for killed people in Russia. No, we just stay in our country for stop these crazy KGB guys who came to my nation.
Pastor, there's been a lot of media reports in America, in the alternative media, and also even in the mainstream media, which you know people don't trust for obvious reasons. But saying that there that this Azov battalion has many Nazis, neo-Nazis serving in it. I understand your sons serve in this battalion. What can you tell us about the Azov battalion and why these reports are circulating in America?
Let me say. Russian, if you love America, I hope you love your country. Russia will call you American Nazi. If people from France love Paris, they will say, hey, this is Paris, France Nazi. This is so strange. This is so stupid. I love my country. I'm not Nazi. You know, we have Jewish president in my country. We half parliament, maybe half parliament people from Jewish people. So many people from we don't have one problem with this. Never, never. I know so many people from Azov. Amazing Ukrainian guys. Their sin just one point. They say, no Russia here. Back to home. Don't occupy our cities. We are freedom nation. We will fighting about our freedom. Russia back to home. This is why they call them Nazis. But it's so stupid idea.
There's also been conflicting reports about what's been going on. You know, there's been these reports of these massacres in Bucha and even in some of the suburbs of Kiev. And then there's been reports that these have been staged. Some people even say it's been a staged provocation by the Azov battalion or by other of these militias to try to make Russia look bad. Have you seen anything of what's going on there? What have you observed in Ukraine as far as these massacres, alleged massacres go?
I was in Bucha 1 week ago. I talking with people who was inside this story. They told me how Russian soldier killed people. One of my friend, he was there. They don't kill him just because Ukrainian army goes so fast. They don't have enough time for kill him also. But he told me he saw how Russia killed people. Can you imagine? They killed one people 1.5 hours in, it was the Motizhin city, nearly Bucha, nearly Irpin. They kill one man 1.5 hours. They torture them long time. They destroyed his finger, 1, 2, 3. They broke his hands and foot. And later, they very, very slow kill people. This is unbelievable. I can't hear this story, but they did it. It's not Ukrainian provocation. This is the Russian. We call them Russist, like fascist. We call them Russist. They torture people and kill them just for fun. I can't think about it, but it's real true. I was in that place. I talking with that people who was inside this story. But let me say, the name of that city, Bucha, when Russian killed some hundred people. Let me say, inside my city, inside Mariupol, we have maybe 1,000 Bucha. Inside my city, they rape, they killed, they torture people right now. But Russia blocked my city, and they came inside. It's like mobile crematory, we like special car. With fire, it's we call it little Osvencim, mobile Auschwitz. They came this car, maybe 15, maybe 20. And they killed people in my city, and later they just put body inside fire. We have, in my city, in Mariupol, we have maybe 1,000 bucha right now.
Wow. Well, Pastor, before we let you go, what's your message to Americans? What's your message to Christians around the world? How can people pray for you and for other Christians in Ukraine? And for, what would you ask for?
I want to just say big thanks for everybody who's staying with my country now. We must stop this communist, last communist chapter. You know, the Putin's grandfather was KGB guy. His father was KGB guy. We must stop this story. We stopped fascism 80 years ago. We must stop racism right now. This is, I hope we will have enough power together for stop this last part of racism.
Very good. Well, Pastor, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing what you've seen. I hope the people out there will keep you and your people in prayer. A terrible, terrible situation. But thank you. And hopefully we'll get some more updates from you as the conflict rages on. And we'll look forward to keeping in touch. Thank you again, Pastor.
Thank you.
All right, folks. That was Pastor Gennady Mochnienko. And he is in Ukraine. He's in the city of Mariupol, and he is dealing with what's happening there in the conflict. In fact, he's been on the front lines serving the wounded and others. So I want to thank you guys all for tuning in. I'm Alex Newman. This is Conversations That Matter. We will continue to bring you information that you won't find anywhere else. So stay tuned, subscribe, get to our website, thenewamerican.com. Until next time, God bless you all.